Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It is October the 20th, 2020. And I know I'm supposed to have a word for you on Monday, but today is Tuesday, so I'm here now. Thank God. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as I get into this word on today, very briefly and very short, because I will be doing another one tomorrow for Wednesday. Amen. I pray that this word guide you, keep you, help you, support you in every manner. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. I also pray for my friend, her mother, Denise Guest, that's in the hospital. Lord, we know that you're the author of everything, and we know that you're the healer, and we know that you touch Denise and her family and her mom. They are in good hands when they trust in you. I pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My quick thing on clarity versus trust. My name is Evangelist Faye, coming from 2 Corinthians 5:7-9 and also Hebrews 11:1. Amen. Amen. Do you like to have all the answers? Who does, right? But the truth is that even with all our knowledge, we know very little. And sometimes we find it frustrating. And sometimes it would be nice if God would whisper in our ear and say, marry this person or pursue this degree or take this job. But it doesn't happen like that. At some point, however, we must see our desire to have all the answers as we attempt to be our own God. Instead of giving us all of life's answers, our gracious Heavenly Father calls us instead to trust Him. The Apostle Paul wrote, coming from 2 Corinthians 5:7-9, we live by faith, not by sight. We make it our goal to please the Lord, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. And the author of Hebrews continues this idea. Now faith is being sure what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. When you find yourself grasping for answers in your life, look to the person and promises of Christ. We are called to trust Him. One Holocaust survivor has said this, excuse me, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Trust that though you do not have the answers, your good, loving, and wise Father does. Whew. Amen, amen. Courage, brothers and sisters, do not stumble through thy path, be dark as night. There is a star to guide the humble. Trust in God and do the right. Let the road be dark and dreary and it's in for out of sight. Face it bravely, strong or weary. Trust in God and do the right. Amen. Clarity is something that is awesome. You know, it said gives you your spiritual vision gives you clarity. How you choose to see the world and how you look at yourself in the mirror. And if you face the challenges and be tempted to see yourself and others through the lens of the inner critic within yourself, pause and breathe and remind yourself that you're a traveler on this journey. Refrain from making harsh judgments against your fellow man. Take a deeper kind of view of yourself and your beliefs and behavior. You are blessed with the gift of greater clarity. Matthew 7:5, it said, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Amen. I am Evangelist Faye, and that is my word of encouragement for today, Tuesday. It was this encouragement was for Monday, but it's done today, Tuesday. Amen. Enjoy it. And please continue to listen. I will have another word of encouragement for tomorrow. I may do that early. Amen. And God love you. I love you. Peace and kindness flow from your mouth to another. Show respect to the utmost to your parents or your grandparents. Love your family and love one another. Amen. I trust in you. May you ever be God is my girl to all of my needs. God is my provider. He makes me see things brighter. God is God. He is my all. Hey, I'll see you Wednesday with another word. God bless you, and I love you. Amen. Amen.